Vayter in Shasrim Rav Abbasah Daf Kuf Chav Dal Pigam Kuf Chav Gimel Beis by the bottom of the page, 5 lines up from the bottom. Heiniach, says the Gemara we saw in the Brayse, Heiniach Lehen Aviyim Paro Muchkeres Muchkeres Be'adachem. Let's say he left over a par that is Muchkeres, like a Chocher Shtickle, that he gets half of what comes from it, or it's rented out. Then what would be the din in such a case? Be'adacherim, Osha Isa Roav, Roav Afar, the cow is grazing in the marshes, V'yolda, and he gave birth to a cow before the brothers split it up. Bechor Notel Ba Pishnayim, the Bechor, he takes a double from it. Hash to Mukharis and Muskaris. Now, if even in a case of something which is Mukhkar or Muskar, the lab rishus of the mar didud kaima, which is not, this animal now is not in the rishus of the owner, right? It's by that person. Amar Chaka, you say that you go and you can take, you get a double inheritance, and roba aframi boy, then where it goes ahead and it's grazing in the marshes, do you even feel the necessity to have to tell me that? The Gemara, ha kamash balan, right? Says Rishbam, roba afram dhavi muchzak, dhavi muchzak mi boy. Amar, how come Ashbalan? The fact that it mentions that the Muhkeres is coming to tell you that Muhkeres and Muhkeres dumya deroba afar, that these two cases are similar to that of the grazing in the marshes, that in order to be able to get the double inheritance. My roba afar, just roba afar, shifchat the memelekasi, that when it gives birth, the hana comes, it's automatic hana that comes along with it. There's nothing that's actually done actively. Rashbam says, me'esav asadah, right? Veloka chasri b'mazona, and the brothers don't have any loss, right, to feed the animal, right, because it's coming on its own, it's eating out in the area by itself. So, af muhkeres muhkeres also has to be the same concept by when it comes to these type of cases. Shifcha de memelekasi, when does he take the double, when does he get his double inheritance? When it's something which is memelekasi, something that comes on its own, the lochasev mazono, mazone, meaning the brothers are not having any expense in feeding it. But the brothers are paying for the animal food, then he doesn't take a double portion, and any hana that comes. Now says the Gemara, mani. This said, we said that the Bechor is going to take a double in hana that comes automatically after the father dies, and before they go and they split it up, we want to know who is this opinion. It says the Gemara, Rebbe. It's Rebbe, the tyrant in a brisa. In Bechor, no tell Pishnaim. Bechor does not take Pishnaim. B'shvach sheshavchu nechasam lachem mizavim. And another comes to the property of the estate after the father dies. Says Rashbam, memela. B'shivchu memela. Aval, kishish bicho yarshim, hakomol meinu notel b'pishnaim. Right, if the yarshim loans were made, better everyone agrees you don't take. Rabbi Omer, that's the Tanakh. Rabbi says, Omer ni Bechor, no, the Pishtaim, he does take Pishtaim, even if the father dies, even if he doesn't have it yet, something that was going to come a Mela, you do take. But not something comes, from the work of their own hand, or they use their money, or whatever it is. All right, so we see Rebbe is the Tana of our Braisa. Now, Yarshu Shtar Chov, let's say the brothers inherited a Shtar Chov, that is that someone owes their father, even I owe someone owes their father, Bechor Notel Bishtayim, the Bechor gets double inheritance on that. Yatzah Leim Shtar Chov, but what happens if the father owes somebody else, Bechor Notel Bishtayim, he now has to give Bishtayim, says Rashbam, Yechid Notel Bishtayim, it's like he takes Bishtayim, so Osem Nechasim, Nishtabdu Kulon Lemilva, these are all considered Chayev to go pay this person. Vim Amar Eini Notel, Eini Notel, and if he says, before they go and they divide it up, I'm not going to give a double portion to pay any debt, and I'm not going to take a double portion. And Rashai, he's able to do such a thing. He could renounce his extra portion if he wants to. If he doesn't want to have to give it over to somebody else, right? Just saying it already makes it, puts it into action. My time, I draw a banan. Okay, now the Tanakama, what's the reason for the Rabbanan? That they say that the first one doesn't get a double whammy
in Hana that's coming automatically after he dies. Amakar, because the Pasuk says, Lo says lo pishnayim, to give him a double portion. Matana kari rachmana, the Torah is calling it a gift that's given to him, which means mamatana adamatil day, just like a gift can't be given until it's coming to the person who wants to give the gift, until their hands. Rashbam says, the no saying ve'eno yachal lita lacherim, the in other makna dover shalba the element, can't give over something that doesn't come into the world. Avcheli b'chor adamatil day, so too. The chelik b'chor until comes to his hand. For Rabbi Yomer, he argues his Amar Kra. The pasuk says pishnayim, that he gets a pishnayim, and it's talking about that what that makish chelik b'chor al chelik pashut, that is a hekish of the regular thing that he's getting to the double to the b'chor makish chelik b'chor al chelik pashut, the regular one makhelik pashut afgav dol madidei. Right, even something which is ra'oi, says Rashbam, the chol ra'oi shaba olam haben yoresh me'aviv, the hal lo ikri yerusha matana, the name of inan notel chelik pashut, ela b'muchzak, ela av chelik b'char nami. I mean, ra'oi gamur kigon says bichli yisamim lo shakil pishnayim de lahachi ani bechol asher yimtza lo. So basically, what happens is that the chelik pashut is giving to him, so too something that didn't come to sin. Af chelik bechora, af gad lo metel l'day, still he's gonna get it. Okay. How are they dealing with each other one's pasuk now? For Rabbanan Nami, the Tanakhama, they say haksiv pishtaim, it says pishtaim. So how are they gonna explain this comparison? Ahula meisva le achad metzra. No, they hold that this is coming to tell you what's this comparison. At the first point, it should be given a double portion along a single boundary. Like, don't give them one place, then give them a totally another place. For Rabbi Naami, aksev la se slow. It says la se slow. So how's he going to explain? How's Rabbi explain the mashmos that the extra thing was is the status of matana? Therefore, you shouldn't get it. Hahu she'im amar eini notov eini nosim, what they're saying, that if he wants to be able to say, he wants to renege, and I'm not going to take this double portion, I'm not going to give, Rashai, he's able to do such a thing, just like a matana. Amar of Papa says, Dikla valim. Let's say his father leaves over a dekel, a small palm tree, and then what happens? Well, it gets stronger only after he died. Didn't split it up yet, but after he died, they haven't got stronger. Hashem says, "Dika kata niach le'avien." Va'olim shinis avacher ken. It got thick after. It's v'chein niach lahem ara. He left over like land. V'iska v'acherei ken sirton v'zevun nisyafsa b'kach. And then it ended up becoming much nicer. The land became fertilized. Became much nicer. That's what the Gemara says now. Arva asik sirton, or let's say he left land and it had this sirton, there's this type of chreft that built up over there, which caused it to become better. The kuliyam alo pligi the shakal. Everyone's going to be masking him. The guy takes a double inheritance. Keep pligi. Where are they arguing? Bechafura v'ave shuvle. Where the father left them, field that these types of grain, these shoots of grain, Rashi says, "V'chafur is shachas, slay chrefty stuff in nichlem, v'nasu achrei kein shuvle became these stalks. Shuvle dekalim shefrichu perus, v'nasu achrei kein tamarim b'chiyai gavna shifchut memela pligi." That's when things are shifchut memela. V'chafur v'havi shuvir shlufe v'havi b'tamay. Or let's say he left over these blossoms and he turned into dates after he died. The Ma'ar Savar, one old shifchut memela. This is the Sifcha Mamela, and therefore he takes a double inheritance. And Umar Savar, the other one says, meaning the Rabbanim, so the Rebbe says he gets it, and the Rabbanim says, you don't get it. They say that the original thing now is Savar Ishtani, it's changed, it's now a new thing. This is the response of my Savar, Rabbanim Ishtani, Ha'esav Lios Chitin, Vaprachim Lios Tamarim, the Havidavar Acher, Vashem Acher, it's another thing, it's another name, Sefer doesn't get it. Amar Rabbi Rechana Rabbi Chia, Asa Kedivir Rabbi. If someone went like Divir Rabbi, Asa, okay, you're fine, you're good. Kedivir Chacham Masa, either way, no matter who you go like, you're fine. You'll be okay. Says Rashbam, Asa Velo Nemer Ta, Vidavar, Mishneh Chozer. Everyone say, okay, you made a mistake over here, and therefore you're going to be Chozer in it. You're good. Peep, turn the page. Kuf Chavtalim Beis. Misafka Lei. Rav Chia was mesupak I alacha kerebi mechaveru velo mechaverov, or alacha kerebi mechaveru vafil mechaverov. We know that there's a statement of, you know, Rebbe versus his friend, that Rebbe wins. The question is it friends also, or does he not win against his friends? Is it only according to his friend? So we're unclear, so before we go by either way, you're fine. Rav Nachman Rav, also last was given Rebbe, he says, no, it's also to go according to the Rebbe. Because Savar alacha kerebi mechaverov velo mechaverov, that is that this Rebbe versus his friend, he wins. Not against his friends, not against Rabbanim, therefore you can't pass him like him. Rav Nachman Didei Amr, Rav Nachman, who brought this din name of Rav, he says his own shtickle, he says, Mutal asks the Rebbe, he can do like a Rebbe. Kasavar Allah Kerebi Chaverov, Afim Chaverov, he says Allah is like Rebbe, whether it's against his friend or friends. Amar Rava, also let's give a Rebbe. He says you can't do it for Masa Asoy. But if you did do it, then you're okay, right? Then we keep the din. You don't go back in it. Kasavar Matin Itbar. Rava holds that it was said, right, where Rebbe argued with most of his friends that we Matin Itbar. We incline towards the opinion of the Chachamim, right? So if you didn't do it, it's okay, fine, we just go towards it. Says Rishpam, kach nemer v'beis ha-medrash. Maten es adin, acher divrei chachamim, lo dun kein. L'chatchila, umiyu, I avad kerebi, avad, v'lo ma'adrina n'uvda, hachim ha-farshinim, l'kom maten, itma shabagumar, v'hachir 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 doesn't mean we go like it, we are inclined to go like the rabbis when it's Rebbe versus the rabbis, but if we ended up asking like him, then we would keep it and it would be fine. Viter Tane Rav Nachman Mishar Sifrei Debei Rav. Rav Nachman taught a brisa that's in the Shar Sifrei Debei Rav, the other books of the yeshivas of Rav. Rishpam explained, what does that mean? Sifra Debei Rav, Hanu Toris Kohanim. We know there's a medrash on the Chumash. Everyone has a different name. Toris Kohanim is brisa shel Sifrika. Shar Sifrei Debei Rav, Kari Lemedrash shel Sefer Bamidbar. Okay, I can't remember where it is. Megillah or Makos? Okay, anyway. Tani Rav Nachman v'seh b'chai sefer de Rav. Bechol asher yimotzei lo. The father has to give to the Bechor, a double portion, all that is found with him. Prat l'shvach sheshbichu yorshin la'achem yitzlevian. That's excluding the things that the yorshin, what they put their hand on and they made it better after he already died. If they go build it up, or the animals that get fattened, or whatever it is. But the benefit that came automatically after they died, Shakel, the firstborn, takes. Umanin, who's that? Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion. Rebbe versus Chachamim. Another bride said, Tani Rebbe Baruchama B'shar Sifrei Debei Rav, B'chol Hashem Yimotzei Lo, and all that is found with him, Prat L'Shvach Sheshofu Nechotz Malachim Mitzavim. Ooh, the opposite, excluding the double portion that, you know, that is going to come, stuff which is automatic. Certainly, if they put it in, the low shaka is not going to take. Umanu, who's that? Pashat. Rabbanani, that's Rabbanan. Right, who arguing it? Back to our disc. Okay, weiter. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel. Emchon Natal Pishnaim B'milvet. A firstborn does not take a double inheritance in a milvet that's owned to the father. It's not owed to him. It's repaid afterwards. Yes, up to it. Leman. According to who are you saying this then? Says Ram Klomer. Keman Svir Le Shehotzer Klomerkin. Which Tana is Shmuel follow? If he found like that, you have to go and talk about a particular case of a loan that he's not going to go and take it. Why do you have to elim the Rabbanon? If you want to say he's saying the word of the Rabbanon, hashta shivcha, you don't take the automatic stuff. The isse b'rishuse, which even is a rishus, some Rabbanon lo shakel. They said you don't take milva. Why did you think you need to tell me that? Since there's not milva, the eno mochsa klal, but ma'osel lebishtar, the having naira the alma mibai. You don't have to say it. It's just a regular paper. It's written something. Elo the Rebbe, maybe saying you have to say this in a court to Rebbe. Ve'elo had the Tanya, I wouldn't know the Bryce is Yarshu Shtar Chov, that they inherited the Shtar Chov that the Bechor Nota Bisham, he does take. Maybe Milva, maybe Rebbe, so that it's Milva or it's Rebbe. Smani, who is that going like? So therefore, this Bryce who's saying here now, Lo Rebbe, Lo Rabbana, it's not going like either of them. Because the Rebbe, you do get it. Go to Rabbana, and you have to tell me, obviously. Lo the Rabbana, really, the one is going in the world of the Rabbana. That's what I'm saying. Vachtachan Yarshu Shtar Chov, Rebbe, he. That's going to the world of Rabbi. And still you have to teach it this din. Because I would have thought, Milva by a Milva, since the father has the star, it's like it's already been taken back, right? Even during his lifetime, and therefore he does take a double inheritance, Kamash Malan, even the Rabban would say, even that you don't get. Shalchumitam, they sent a din from there. From there means from Eretz Yisrael. Bechor notel pishtayim b'milfa. Firstborn takes a double portion in a loan that's paid afterwards. Of a lo beribus, but not the ribus that came afterwards, right? Even if it came during his father's lifetime, he still wouldn't take from the ribus. Leman, who's it going? Like Eli, the Rabbanon, everyone says going to Rabbanon, can't be, because Haster Shepchot Disa B'Shusay Amir Rabbanon L'Shakil, even when the thing which is in his Rishus right now, right, Shevach, which is still in his hands, they say they didn't take a double portion. Milva, my boy, would you feel, you think that he even need to tell me by a Milva that he doesn't get it? Of course he's not going to get it. So that can't be going in the world of the Chum, the Rabbanon. Elo the Rebbe, you're going to say it's going in the world of Rebbe? The Rebbe, Beribis, Lowe's, the truth says, you don't take it about Tanya. Rebbe Omer, Bechor, Nota, Bishnaim, Bimilva, Bimribis, he gets both. So can't be like him out there. So the Rebbe, Elo Rabbanon, he really said Rabbanon. Milva, come on, Degavi, Damian. And the loan is considered as if he already been collected. Therefore, Bechor does not take a double portion. The another comes after he dies. He does take it when it comes when you're repaying a loan. Okay, my friends, we are going to stop over here. I want to wish all you all a great, great day.